In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
We're getting some reports of damage at this hour after a line of powerful thunderstorms ripped through Metro Detroit this afternoon. One of the areas that was hardest hit, Ferndale. WWJ's Luke Sloan joins us live with more on this story. Luke?
Hey there, Tony and Tracy. Good afternoon. We got off the phone just moments ago with Ferndale Police Chief Dennis Emmy. He says lots of buildings are damaged from those storms and trees are also down.
We had some high winds that resulted in several large trees down, wires down. Transformers are blown in some areas of our city. The wind was strong enough to rip the roofs off some residential and commercial properties. So DPW crews are out removing the damage and clearing up the roadways. We're very fortunate that it didn't result in any serious injuries.
Now, Tony, Tracy, he did say right there no serious injuries, but there was one minor injury. He says a woman was hit by a piece of debris that was flying in the wind. She's going to be okay, though. And the chief advises people to use caution on the roads as they're out and about this evening and headed home. There's lots of down branches and other debris on the streets right now in Ferndale. Reporting live, Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, Luke, thank you for that live update. Meanwhile, in Troy, police say Square Lake Road is currently closed in both directions between Livernois and Rochester due to down power lines. Now, AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson says it's all due to those high winds.
There were some strong winds. Ypsilanti gusted to 58 miles per hour. Pontiac, 54. Metro Airport had a gust to 51 miles per hour. So widespread 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts. We had some gusts higher than that, closer to 60, which did bring down some trees and some power lines. And there were reports of hail with some of these storms, too, especially out toward Lansing, where we had that tornado warning around 2 o'clock.
DTE is reporting more than 14,000 power outages this hour, with the biggest outages in Troy, Birmingham, Madison Heights, Fraser, and northern Macomb County.
Tracy, that severe weather also caused state lawmakers and others to shelter in place this afternoon. A tornado warning was posted earlier for the Lansing area, and state representatives were moved out of the House chambers into the hallway. Those in the Senate chambers were also asked to move into a hallway. Michigan State University issued an alert that told its students and staff to seek shelter inside of a building. Golf ball-sized hail was reported in and around the Lansing area. Consumers Energy crews are out working at this hour to restore power to about 9,500 customers outstate. The most power outages were north of Jackson and east of Ludington.